my life to Christ.
Right. So that's good. Coming out of fornication and all that. I never did drugs, but I came out a lot of wickedness fighting fornication. But I have a question, because I love you. You're my neighbor. Is there more to following Christ than just those big sins?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So how about, because of the shed blood of Jesus, it's on that, the gospel's on that card. The churches aren't teaching this, by the way. Most churches that say they believe this, they don't actually believe it. You know why? Because they worship Jesus with their lips. I can prove it. Ready? 99.9999999. I don't know hardly any that don't do this. They go to church on Sunday. Then guess what they do? When they leave church, what do they live like? Like the world. Like the world. I'm going to get a little closer so I can hear you.
I don't even trust going to church because I don't know what the pastor's going to do with my money.
Well, don't give him your money. The Bible doesn't tell you to give a pastor your
Amen.
Money.
But
here,
Amen.
But here, let me share with you something. So there's a lot more.
I want to get this just so
go
I can
for it.
My mom.
Go for it. We got a website full of thousands of teachings that'll edify you and help you, young man. What's your name? First name?
Miles.
Miles? My name is Tupos. Nice to meet you, sir.
Nice to meet you.
So the churches just go out and they produce people that pray on Sunday and then they go back and they live like the world. The Bible says to be a friend of the world, James 4:4, makes you an enemy of God. You know what that word friend means? If you're fond of the world. So let me give you an example. I used to be a football sports freak. If I'm fond of the NFL, which is violent, covetous, rowdy, prideful, and by the way, the NFL promotes and unites to the LGBT movement and abortion. If I'm fond of that, do you know what James 4:4 says I am?
What's he say?
God's enemy. Because see, that's Satan's kingdom. You must walk in the kingdom of God and reject Satan's kingdom. Come out of the world. So all of these things like sports, politics, entertainment, all of this stuff is Satan's design. You young men, would you like some gospel cards? Test yourself to the word of God. There's a narrow path to eternal life. Unless you turn and repent, you have no hope. That's your mom. Okay. So, sir, think about this. The world. You got to come out of the world in all those ways. So, sports, politics, entertainment, movies. Ready? I'm going to go there.
Let me ask you, you get a lot of demons out here?
Oh, yeah. We get a lot of demons. Ready? How about how we dress our temple? Have you anyone ever taught you this? How we carry ourselves through the world. Are we not the temple of the Holy Spirit per Paul in 1 Corinthians? So I have a question. Should we dress like the world or should we live outside of that and live holy and righteous? So that's some areas where you need work in.
My
tattoos. Yeah, I love you. I'm going to tell you the truth. You probably did it with a well-meaning heart, right?
What, my tats?
Yeah, so here, show me. Here. So this is Jesus. So, did you know, turn that one on Jesus. Did you know, I love you, I'm going to tell you the truth. The Bible says if we love each other, we correct each other.
Right.
I'm not going to yell and scream and rebuke you. I'm not going to pretend I'm better than you. I'm not better than you, but I am different. A picture of Jesus. Did you know the Bible says we're not supposed to make images of him? Did you know that?
Yeah, in the Old Testament.
Yeah, but that still applies today. The Ten Commandments. So isn't that an image of Jesus?
Yeah.
So when I look at that,
can't do anything about it now.
Right, but what you could do is you could cover it. They actually make, I've helped men do this, they actually make those tan sleeves.
Okay.
You can pull over your arms, and when people go, hey, do you got tattoos under there? You go, you know what, I do. I covered them because I got them in my ignorance. And so that's just one example. God actually taught us how to dress. I cover all that in my article. He teaches us to come out of the world. Following Jesus is not just beating fornication and drugs. Following Jesus is every aspect of your life becomes under his authority. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So like, I have a wife. I have a question. Does the Bible say wives are supposed to obey their husbands?
Submit to their husbands.
What if I told you my wife submits to me in about 70% of the stuff, but 30% she doesn't?
Exactly, right.
What would you say about a wife like that? Is she godly?
No.
No. What would you say about a Christian?
I got to get going.
Oh.
Yeah.
No. Hey, check out my website.
Yeah. I just realized I'm late. I'd be here all day with you.
Email me, and you can talk anytime.
Are we on the card? You're on the card?
Yeah, you can go on my website. It's on the card, and then we can Bible study.
Cool.
You got to go much deeper, young man.
Oh, I know.
Got to come out of the world and lose your life completely. Email me. I'd love to help you.
All right.
God be praised. Love you, neighbor. All right, so that was interesting. And why is it interesting? I like talking about these things. So I see this guy covered in tattoos, way far away, putting his fist up in the air, and he's got earrings in and everything, and I thought, okay, this could be trouble, because a lot of times it is trouble. But you know what? He walked up, claimed to be a Christian. He said, I gave up drugs and fornication. I preached the gospel to him so he can test himself. I didn't rebuke him loudly. I didn't yell. I didn't reject him. He listened. See the difference there? When someone listens to the word of God, they get meekness, gentleness, patience, long-suffering, more kindness, more love. When someone comes up and claims to be a Christian, but they push against the things of God, they deny the truth, they lie like Satan, they're a child of Satan then, they get a stern rebuke. It's still loving, but it doesn't look like love to the world, because you might rebuke them and say, you're going to go to hell, and you turn around and walk away from them. That's what the Bible tells us to do. So that man listened to the truth, and he agreed, yeah, I should come out of the world. Yeah, I shouldn't have tattoos of Jesus on my arm. Yeah, I shouldn't live like the world around me. He knows enough to stay away from the churches. So there you go. Another God appointment out here with a young man who looked like he would hate me, but he liked the message, and we shook hands when he left. Whereas modern pastors and most churchianity people, they want to call the cops on us and run us off. They don't say, yeah, we should repent. Yeah, we should come out of every false way. Yeah, we should know our Bible better. This man has had a humbleness about the truth of God, unlike churchianity people do. This is the exact example of the Pharisee and the publican. The Pharisee says, I go to church, I do this, I do that. I'm glad I'm not like him. And the publican beats his chest and says, I'm a sinner, have mercy on me, God. Yeah, he's got to repent of his sin, we get it. Just giving you another example why we see the Bible come to life out here. I was just talking about that God's word is living. Why is it living? Because you see it play out. You see it real. You see the parables happen. You see God's wisdom and Jesus' words and the Spirit teaching us. You see all this come to life when you go and do street ministry. You don't get that sitting in a pew on Sunday with the pastor and his jokes and his sports and his worldliness and a little bit of truth sprinkled in. You get it when you surrender your life to Christ, you come out in the world, and then you do ministry and you touch people's lives. Yeah, most of them hate it. Many of them ignore it. Some people thank you and walk away changed people. Test yourself to the biblical gospel, folks. Do you know the path to eternal life? I got a gospel card for you. It'll show you the path to eternal life. The culture's leading you to death and destruction. Some more people walking by I wanted to preach to. So yeah, that was awesome. Another God appointment. That's like our third one, I think, here today. That's absolutely awesome. Thank you, Father, for using us in these ways.